Meantime, a County Wicklow nursing home is looking for volunteers to help run its services because it faces potential staff shortages as a result of the pandemic. As of the 9th of January, there were 111 COVID outbreaks in nursing homes across the country. Cian McCormack has the story of the situation in this Wicklow home. Cian, this particular nursing home wrote to family members of residents. What did they say?
The letter from Knockrobin Hill Care Home in Wicklow Town tells families its rosters are under pressure because some staff are self-isolating due to close COVID-19 contacts. The letter also asks family members to join a pool of volunteers to help carry out duties at the nursing home, and it adds advanced testing and Garda vetting would be arranged. There are 70 residents at Knockrobin Hill. 20 residents and 4 staff have recently tested positive for COVID-19, and 7 of the 86 staff there are self-isolating. James White is the CEO of Curum Healthcare, which runs Knockrobin Hill. He says the letter is part of a contingency plan.
We have an outbreak in the home of the positive cases. They're all asymptomatic. But as a result of this, we foresaw that we might have an issue coming down the line. So we have two options in our contingency plan. One is to contact the HSE for support. And 2 is to reach out to the wider community. The reason for the letter going out to the residents' families was to see if any of them would like to form part of a pool to volunteer in the case we needed them to help with on the phones or to help with the laundry or maybe in catering or serving the food or something on that line over the coming weeks. At the moment, we're okay. We have enough staff there to make sure that all that's done. But it's just in the situation that there might be a potential issue if numbers of positive cases increase. So it's very much part of our contingency plan.
So, Cian, what are the families saying?
They understand the need for what's happening here, Brian. Mary Margaret Malloy's mother is a resident at Knockrobin Hill. I talked to her earlier.
If the nursing home is that desperate to get people to help them and to help, it'll be reflected in my mother's care, which is excellent. But they are under pressure at the moment because they have staff out with COVID and residents the same. I would hope, as it happened in the middle of all this in other nursing homes, that the government would come in and try and help them out on a temporary basis. I mean, there's good news today, like they're actually getting their vaccinations today and tomorrow.
Cian, what's happening at Knockrobin Hill? To what extent does that reflect the picture across the country?
Well, in terms of pressures on nursing homes and staff shortages because of COVID-19, it reflects the reality there in terms of what's happening nationally. Here's Tadhg Daly, Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland.
Well, clearly the challenges presented by COVID have accelerated significantly over the last number of days. There's now in excess of 111 outbreaks across all nursing homes, public, private and voluntary, and staffing is the single biggest issue. Across the entire health service, as I understand it, the HSE now confirmed there's up to 7,000 people who are unable to work as a result of being either contracting COVID themselves or indeed being a close contact. But, you know, what we need to do is ensure that anybody coming into a nursing home is Garda vetted. And that they are trained and supported to be able to use the skill set they have to the particular role.
Tadhg Daly, Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland, ending that report by Cian McCormack.